Cardano Whales now holds 67% of ADA supply, highest since 2020. A new on-chain analysis published by CoinDesk on May 15, 2026, shows that wallets holding more than 1 million ADA collectively control roughly 67% of circulating supply. That is the highest whale share recorded since 2020, and it lands at a moment when broader crypto majors are flat to slightly down on the week. For reference, ETH was trading at $2,251, down 0.5% over 24 hours, and BTC at $8,523, up 1.2% at the time of writing, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 49, neutral. That puts the ADA holder shift outside the usual everything pumped or everything dumped framing. It is a structural change in who owns the supply, not a reaction to a market-wide move. The concentration number, in plain terms, a 67% whale share, means two-thirds of all liquid ADA is sitting in fewer than a few thousand wallets. The 2020 spike happened during ADA's early Shelly-era launch period, when staking pools and exchange custody wallets were still being seeded. Hitting that level again in 2026 has a different texture. The network is mature, the staking system is fully live, and the supply has had years to disperse. The CoinDesk piece attributes the move to two simultaneous flows: large wallets accumulating into recent dips, and small to mid retail wallets reducing their positions. That second leg is the one worth watching. Retail dispersion is part of what makes a market resilient to single wallet liquidations. Why a tighter holder map matters. When supply concentration rises, three practical things tend to follow. The order book gets thinner at the margins. A small number of holders move from passive to active decision makers about when liquidity hits the book. Volatility risk rises in both directions. The same wallet that ladders into spot can also exit through a single OTC desk, and the effect on screen prices is amplified by the shrinking float in retail hands. Governance weight tilts. Cardano runs delegated proof of stake, so wallet share is also stake weight. A 67% whale share has implications for catalyst funding votes and any future on-chain governance items, regardless of price. None of these are crisis signals on their own. They are conditions, not events. But they change the shape of what a normal move looks like, the retail side of the trade. The mirror image of whale accumulation is retail attrition. The CoinDesk dataset tracks wallet count, not just balance share, and the count of wallets in the 100 to 10,000 ADA band has been drifting lower for several months. That lines up with the broader 2026 pattern flagged by VanEck earlier this month, where L1 tokens are down roughly 49% year to date, while crypto equities are up 48%. Retail attention has rotated, and ADA is one of the L1s feeling that rotation in its on-chain footprint. For users who treat ADA as a spending asset rather than a position, the takeaway is narrower. Cards that allow stablecoin top-ups from ADA balances, typically through an exchange conversion step, will still settle in USDC or USDT before the merchant leg, so the holder concentration story does not directly change how a transaction routes. It does, however, change the slippage profile when you actually hit the exchange to convert. Reading concentration without overreading it, concentration ratios are noisy by themselves. A single exchange reshuffling cold storage can move whale share by several percentage points overnight without any economic event behind it. The 2020 comparison is genuinely structural, but anyone treating the 67% figure as a directional trading signal is jumping a step. A more useful read, this is a marker of where Cardano sits in its supply life cycle right now. The token is 6 years past its main exchange listing. The network is feature complete on staking, and the retail base is thinning. That combination tends to produce one of two outcomes over the following 12 months. Either a catalyst, governance reform, real-world integration, fee revenue growth, brings retail wallets back, or the holder map stays top-heavy, and the price action becomes more whale-driven by default. The CoinDesk piece does not predict which one wins, neither will we. The single data point worth keeping is the 67% itself, and the date it was recorded.